ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Bonza Airlines is on course for a crash landing. The budget airline entered voluntary administration yesterday, immediately grounding its entire fleet. While for most people that means no more cheap flights to the Sunshine Coast, for some regional communities, it's the end of much-needed airline competition. Mary Carroll is the chief executive of the Capricorn Enterprise, a tourism and development group in Rockhampton. And Mary joins us this morning. Mary, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
How significant is Bonza's collapse for Rockhampton?
Very, very significant. We're talking about 174,000 seats per annum. And that is a huge number of passenger seats that we needed to have available from destinations and to destinations that are not serviced by the duopoly of Qantas and Virgin.
A lot of people wouldn't realise how expensive flights are at regional airports where there's little or no competition. Just give us a sense, how expensive is it?
Oh, extremely expensive. You know, if you book a couple of weeks out to Brisbane from Rocky, for example, that's an hour flight, you know, you can be looking at $800, even $1,000. It depends on the time of the year, the time of day. And Australia desperately needs competition to the big two. You know, these duopolies in the air, duopolies in supermarkets, regional Queensland and regional Australia are hit hard without competition. You know, and we need not just the competition in the skies for affordability to keep the big ones honest, as they say, but, you know, getting getting cars off the road. You know, getting, you know, the government subsidises buses, they subsidise electric vehicles, they subsidise rail. We really need government, I think, to step in on this occasion and look at how they can assist to help save this airline for regional Queensland and regional Australia.
So you want the federal government to step in and prop up Bonza to keep them flying?
They need to be part of the solution. During COVID, Qantas was supported by the federal government. I was very vocal at the time and was on record as suggesting that Virgin needed assistance too. That assistance eventually came through to a smaller amount, but it is the aviation industry in Australia is extremely competitive and extremely aggressive. It's not a fair playing field. And, you know, government has a role to play in sorting this out because we need competition in the airs in Australia. You know, we're talking about the loss of 120,000 seats from Melbourne direct to Rocky, Gladstone and Bundaberg, which is the Southern Great Barrier Reef destination in Queensland. That's a big chunk out of not just our leisure market, but then, you know, you're looking at 250,000 or a quarter of a million passengers all up. And Rocky is one of the highest serviced ports in Queensland with direct flights with Bonza from Cairns, Sunshine Coast, Melbourne and Gold Coast. So Rocky has more to lose than most other destinations.
Bonza's administrators will clarify today whether any future flights will go ahead while the business is in administration. How much hope do you hold that flights can continue?
Well, I'm a glass half full girl. I hold hope. I certainly hope that they can get through this. And it's really important to note that voluntary administration, as you've just said, is not the closure. It's not the end. It's a way to hopefully get the company through this as opposed to not. So I am hopeful that we will have some good news today, that the flights are grounded today. We don't know what's going to happen after today. So I'm very, very hopeful for some good news, you know, later. We certainly need it. Bonza is predominantly a leisure airline. It was based off an American model that links regional areas that were not serviced or are not serviced by the major airlines. And in Australia, we've only got two, as you know. And you know, some would say it's a numbers game, that Australia is not big enough. You know, we're 30 million versus 300 million in America, for example. But we really need these connections. Let's get people off the highways and into the air. And it's not just leisure. We've got business travellers using it. We've got FIFO workers. You know, Central Queensland is the economic powerhouse of the nation. It's not just the coal sector. It's all resources. You know, the federal government announced just recently $400 million for the new hydro plant at Gladstone, which is an hour and a half down the road from Rocky. So, you know, as I say, government has got a role to play in this very, very important issue.
That's a really interesting perspective, Mary. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, listeners.
Mary Carroll is the Chief Executive of Capricorn Enterprise. It's a tourism and development group in Rockhampton.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.